Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 396. Visible translated text is as follows, sheet. There are 24 itemized items, and the word jobs implies, I don't know how many different kind of jobs. There are 24 different kind of pencils. He puts them there as having been produced that week. He got the reports as to the quantity of each kind of pencil and had to tabulate all those reports and arrive at the total of each kind. No, I don't think he had to figure out the cost of production of each kind, but he figures the quantity of each kind of pencil and shows its value on the sheet. Starnes and Black and Anderson and Dobbs were there on Sunday morning. We went all over the factory. I don't remember about hearing of any blood being found on Sunday at all. There was a great deal of excitement there that morning. We see spots all over the factory floor. We have varnish spots, and people get their fingers cut. We have every color spots you can think of. I have been working in factories for 24 years. It is a frequent occurrence in establishments where a large number of ladies work that you will see blood spots around dressing rooms. I have seen them 100 times. I have seen it at this factory. Mr. Frank had on a brown suit on Saturday and Monday. On Sunday, he had a different suit on. I never noticed any scratches, marks, or bruises on Mr. Frank on Sunday. There was a little girl in Mr. Frank's office on Saturday morning by the name of Miss Mattie Smith, and her sister-in-law's time was wrong, and Mr. Frank told her to wait a few minutes and he would straighten it out for her. She had been paid $3.10 too much, and she gave me back the money when she found it was wrong, and I gave it to Mr. Frank, and he said he was glad because it balanced his cash. She then started out of the factory and got to the stairway, and she came back again, and girl, will it do all right to straighten it Monday? And she said,